With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect some big changes to California's election map if the majority Democrats have their way.
What you want to do is take where you have pockets of Republicans and divide them, so you break them up. And where you have pockets of Democrats, you divide them as well in order to move them to where there are pockets of Republicans and make the numbers work so you have majority Democrats in more and more places.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network Democrats hope to cut the number of GOP-held districts from 9 to as few as 3. Russia accusing Ukraine of drone strikes has sparked a fire at a nuclear power plant in Kursk today as Ukraine marks its Independence Day. The blaze quickly extinguished with no injuries, though a transformer was damaged. Radiation levels remain normal. The UN nuclear watchdog calls for protecting all nuclear facilities. A new investigation reveals the risks of railroads policing their own bridges.
The Howard Center for Investigative Journalism at Arizona State University found railroads can withhold bridge inspection results from the public, unlike highway bridges, which are inspected by government agencies that publish findings online. Railroad bridges are inspected by railroads themselves. That means there is no public access to inspections and minimal federal oversight. This secrecy has contributed to missed warning signs, delayed repairs, and bridge collapse. John Scott reporting.
A group of Jewish organizations is urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are beginning to return for the fall semester. The Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations, and others have offering tips to make campus more welcoming. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Afghanistan's tiny community of Christians. According to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the government's new Islamic morality law is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which states that freedom of religious belief is a fundamental right and includes expressing one's faith in public. The USCIRF is recommending that the State Department designate Afghanistan as a country of particular concern. A Yosemite National Park ranger has been fired after hanging a pride flag from El Capitan. Shannon Jocelyn, a ranger who describes herself as non-binary, hung a 66-foot-wide transgender pride flag on the famous climbing wall that looms over California's main thoroughfare on May 20th. The termination letter says that she, quote, failed to demonstrate acceptable conduct. This is SRN News. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz has published a new book that lays out the threat of government data collection on everyday citizens. He says Democrats used such data for a program they call Voter ER to sign up voters when they were hospitalized and even in mental wards.
You can tell a lot about a patient if you have that information, and they literally gathered several million bits of information about patients while they're in the hospital. Forget your HIPAA laws. I mean, they literally did this, the Democrats.
Chaffetz spoke to the Salem Radio Network about his new book, They're Coming For You. Today is Sunday, August the 24th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including WWE co-founder Vince McMahon. He's 80 years old today. Science fiction author Orson Scott Card is 74. Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr., 65. This is SRN News.